Hello, everyone. Father Norm Douglas. By the time you watch this, it'll just be a few days before my 77th birthday, which is on February 27th. I was born in Los Angeles, California in 1947 and came here to Ohio in 1951. Ended up growing here in Akron, and a great gift. You know, people often ask me now, they'll ask me things like, well, you know, you could retire. Don't Catholic priests retire at 75? I said, oh, yeah. I said, and many do, although they'll still help out. They may not be a pastor where they're in charge of administration and finances, but they'll help out. I've had Father Dave do that here. And said, people said, well, you could do that. And I said, well, again, God's made each of us, wired each of us, gifted each of us in different kinds of ways. And for me, now this June, 50 years a priest since I was ordained when I was 27, not been difficult for me, as I'm sure for some guys. Maybe their temperament, some guys I know that I've talked to, and they're wonderful, but maybe they're not as extroverted or not as able to adapt to everything you have to adapt as a priest. They still do a wonderful job. They touch many lives. As I've said to many people before, it's not that great a virtue in me, because in a way, I'm gifted in such a way where for me, being a priest, meeting a variety of different people through the years, having days, change from time to time, a funeral comes in or have to adapt. That's all been rather natural to me. So natural and so life-giving for me that was one of the reasons I didn't want to retire. For me, that would have probably been more difficult. And I know we can all serve God in different ways. I'm really glad for some of my priest classmates and so forth who are quieting down, but who are helping out in a lot of ways. But I did pray about it and thought about it and really recognized this isn't so much about me, because I need some humble doses sometime, but it's how God created me. And maybe the good thing with how God creates each of us is how we cooperate with the way we're created. And God uses the gifts we have to do the ministry or work that we do. As I look at that, a few other things come to mind. When I was 27, I remember talking to my spiritual director then, Father Tom Dunphy, who was, he was almost in his 50s at the time, but we talked about ministry and he was still so enthusiastic. And he said, Norm, remember this. Think of it that each day, whether you are a priest or whatever, each day is a gift. Each day is non-repeatable. Each day, is a day in which you have a chance to be vital, a day in which you have a chance to love and be loved, a day in which you have a chance to maybe touch somebody else's life in even small ways. And that was his point that stayed with me, because sometimes people will look back at their life. I've known people and have regrets. Well, I wish I would have been more vital when I was younger. I wish I would have treasured the gift of each day, And for me, I've been able to do that. And that makes a difference, because people will say, well, you're 77. You probably don't have that many more years. I'm not morbid about that thought, whatever it is. But no, I look back and say, wow, since I was 20, 21, each day I've experienced this gift, so I've had a lot of gifts, and I can say it's blessing. I don't have really any regrets. Have I been perfect? No. Probably have I hurt a human being here in some way? Yes, but overall, just the goodness that each day is blessing, a God-given blessing, and I've had many of them. And I pray even some of the younger guys that are becoming ordained, I say to them, don't wish, oh my gosh, my ordination is a year from now. I can hardly wait. I remember when I was preparing for ordination and some of the guys would say, oh, we still got 6 more months to go. Even then, I'd savor the day, that particular day, and relish that so I could live in the present moment and experience God's goodness and blessing in the present moment and God's inner peace and direction in the present moment. That's where we experience God and where we really are open to the presence of each other. So that's been a gift. And I think for me, another piece of this And I've mentioned Esther Potter to you before. I met her when she was 97. She lived to be over 100. And that's a number of years ago when I was only 37. She was 6 years older than me. I was a pastor in a parish, and I saw she was so vital and so purposeful. And the beautiful thing about her when I met her, and I probably shared this, that I'd say, Esther, you want to take some bulletins? What are you doing? Well, I'm taking the church bulletins, and I'm taking some cards, and I'm taking some poetry I've written to the old folks home. I thought, Esther, you're 97. They could be your kids. But she had such a sense of purpose and vitality. She'd had kind of a hard time in life years ago. Her husband had left her. She had an adult child who died. But again, she lived with such a sense of purpose. Not only today matters, but today matters because of how we might touch another life today. So that's also been for me. At this age, whatever age, my prayer that from Esther is that even if I'm bedridden someday, she was bedridden eventually at 101, but she still had a sense of purpose because from her bed, she could pray for other people. She'd hear about things that were going on with people or watch television and see some struggle somebody was going through. She prayed for them while lying in bed, having still a sense of purpose up till the time she died. In fact, we talked about that. And I said, Esther, another beautiful purpose you have, you're showing me, you're contributing to me the purpose of showing me how to live each day to the full and how one day to die and let go and believe that the next life is this life is only just the beginning of something even more beautiful. So that's my wisdom for the day coming from a lot of other people. God bless you in your day and the gift of every day and every relationship.